She spent 1933 to 34 at the University of California, Berkeley, taking pre-med courses before graduating from Vassar in June 1935. A friend later wrote Tatlock, "It was this social conscience, added to your earlier contact with Jung, that made you want to be a doctor." While at Berkeley, she also found time to report and write for the Western Worker, the Pacific Coast organ of the Communist Party. A dues-paying party member, Jean regularly attended 2 CP meetings a week. A year before she met Robert, Tatlock wrote Priscilla Robertson, "I find I am a complete red when anything at all." Her anger and passion were easily aroused by the stories she encountered of social injustice and inequity. Her reporting for the Western Worker reinforced her outrage as she covered such incidents as the trial of 3 children arrested for selling copies of the Western Worker on the streets of San Francisco, and the trial of 25 lumber mill workers accused of staging a riot in Eureka, California. Still, like many American communists, Jean was not a very good ideologue. "I find it impossible to be an ardent communist," she wrote Robertson, "which means breathing, talking, and acting it all day and all night." She aspired, moreover, to become a Freudian psychoanalyst, and at the time the Communist Party insisted that Freud and Marx were irreconcilable. This intellectual schism seems not to have fazed Tatlock, but probably had much to do with her on-again, off-again ardor for the party. As an adolescent, she had rebelled against the religious dogma she had been taught by the Episcopal Church. She told her girlfriend that every day she scrubbed her forehead to wipe away the spot where she had been christened. She hated any form of religious claptrap. Unlike many of her party comrades, Jean still had a feeling for the sanctity and sense of the individual soul, even as she expressed exasperation with those of her friends who shared an interest in psychology but scorned political action. "Their interest in psychoanalysis amounts to a disbelief in any other positive form of social action." For her, psychological theory was like expert surgery, a therapeutic method for specific disorders. Jean Tatlock, in sum, was a complicated woman certain to hold the interest of a physicist with an acute sense of the psychological. She was, according to a mutual friend, "worthy of Robert in every way. They had much in common."